WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
Searching for help, pricey travel. I'm Elliot Francis. Relief efforts are succeeding in Puerto Rico. That's the word from U.S. government officials, in spite of evidence from people there who say it's just not true. Dr. Sanjay Gupta is there.
There's a lot of suffering going on right now. People are still trying to get out of their neighborhoods. They're getting into these shelters. Many of them haven't gone to the hospitals. You'd be surprised that when you look at some of the hospitals in the further out areas, there's no lines there. And I thought, well, maybe that means that there's not that many people who need care. And what we're finding out is that they just haven't shown up to the hospitals yet. They're still in the shelters. They're still in their homes. They need those medications, absolutely. And we hear that many of those medications are on the island. Now they got to get to the people who need them.
Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price shelling out nearly $52,000 to reimburse taxpayers for his expensive charter flights while on government business. Sources say President Trump not happy with that. Price said this to say,
I think what we've done right now is to demonstrate good faith effort, that we've heard the concern and the criticism, and we look forward to the Inspector General's report.
Comic actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus says she's facing a major health challenge.
The Emmy-winning actress writes, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. Today, I'm the one. She tells supporters there is good news, that is, what she calls a glorious group of supportive and caring family and friends, and fantastic insurance. But then she says the bad news is that not all women are so lucky. Her follow-up, quote, let's fight all cancers and make universal health care a reality. Just a couple of weeks ago, Louis-Dreyfus broke the record for the most Emmys won by a performer in a single role, snagging her 6th trophy for her work on HBO's Veep. I'm Jan Johnson.
In India overnight, the death toll from a stampede of commuters at a train station in the western city of Mumbai has risen to 22. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A federal appeals court order means D.C. will not be able to enforce its strict concealed carry gun law starting late next week. The court has declined to reconsider a ruling blocking enforcement of the law, which was aimed at making it difficult for gun owners to get concealed carry permits. In July, a 3-judge panel of that court had ruled that the D.C. law infringes on residents' Second Amendment rights. A new law takes effect in Maryland on Sunday. It'll make it easier for drivers trying to clear their records.
Maryland's Motor Vehicle Administration used to require drivers who have violations on their license to apply to have them expunged. But starting October 1st, the MVA's Chrissy Neiser says eligible offenses will be automatically removed.
It only looks at suspensions that are driver safety related. So if there's a suspension on your record related something like child support, it will not prevent your driving record from being expunged.
Neiser says the change will help more than 600,000 Marylanders, especially those trying to apply for a new job. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In the final few weeks before Virginia elects a new governor, the head of the state GOP is optimistic. John Whitbeck says while Democrat Ralph Northam has been focusing on fundraising, Republican Ed Gillespie will continue actual campaigning throughout the Commonwealth, especially in areas that may prove more challenging.
Fairfax, you know, obviously the Democrat-controlled county, it's a Democrat-majority county, but we, you know, in terms of our voter contacts and all the things that we have to do to win, we're way ahead of our goals for that. We're bringing a lot of good data.
Whitbeck spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show, and former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords plans to visit Virginia on Monday on behalf of Democrat Ralph Northam. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,381, the Nasdaq at 64,53. Sports, the Nats opened their final series of the regular season with a win over Pittsburgh. The O's were idle. Thursday night football, Green Bay beats Chicago. NHL preseason, the Caps visit Carolina tonight. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. And whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial.
They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play, and do it before the clock runs out.
Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First of the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll head around the Beltway with the overnight construction out on Loop in Silver Springs, Maryland. As you approach and pass George Avenue, watch crews were picking up the cones from the left side. And you're pretty much coming up on that at speed as you leave College Park. So always in a work zone, you keep the speeds down. Also in the Tysons area, seeing a little bit of delay here just south of Route 7. Heading over toward I-66. Also had the work zone there in the express lanes that was blocking the right lane of the express lanes. Otherwise, we've been okay. No problems to report early on here on 66. 95, 395, good. We're pretty in good shape here across the bridges in the town over the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway with travel lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice looking forecast over the next few days. Great weekend coming up. Temperatures finally down closer to the average high, which is in the mid-70s. That's where we go today. Already cooler this morning with a north breeze. We're clear, sunny later. Let's make it 75. Tonight, 59. Suburbs cooler. Sun and clouds around tomorrow. Near 70 degrees. Sunny Sunday, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Haymarket, 53 in Greenbelt, 62 degrees in Washington. At least 22 people killed, 35 injured in a stampede at a Mumbai train station. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Happy Friday. What a show we have for you this Friday. Joining us at 5:05, literally like right now, is going to be Jamie Witten. Jamie Witten's going to be joining us. Yeah, at 7:05, Laura Vizzella from the Washington Post will be with us. At 7:15, it's Joe Concha from The Hill. And at 8:35, it's Brett Baer with Fox News. Good morning. He's Vince Colonnese, and I'm Mary Walter.
Good morning. Jamie Witten, we're so glad to have you here. Are you here? Let me hear you.
I am here.
There you
and glad
are.
To be here.
Well, it's great to talk to you. So this has been a funny week because of traffic, and people love talking about traffic. But a couple days ago, this story comes out. Here's the worst traffic hotspot in the United States, according to this new study. And it turns out it's basically I-95 South beneath the Beltway is just like the worst possible place you could ever be driving ever.
It's right here.
It's unbelievable. So,
I know, when I saw the report at that, and we have it. We have the road. But it's no surprise. I mean, have you driven 95 lately?
No, on purpose. I've avoided that. That's
same
like,
here.
Because it seems like almost no matter what time you go, you're beginning to enter somebody's rush hour. Like, that all the time, actually. So
exactly.
So for years now, you've been covering this. Has it gotten a lot worse?
Oh, it's terrible. And I think part of the problem, too, is there's so many people that live in the areas around there. There's so many more houses and homes. There's Quantico. There's nice places there. There's great schools. And it just keeps growing and growing, and the roads just can't handle it. And they've tried to expand the express lanes and make different things. And it's a tough road.
Those express lanes have not seemed to alleviate in any way the pressure there.
You know, I'm still hopeful that at least it takes some of the traffic, you know. But people are still skeptical of spending the money. So that's part of the problem, too.
And the other issue, you mentioned the houses. I remember once with my wife, we were looking south towards that area. And the prices are so attractive because in the D.C. Mm-hmm. area, they're so high. And the further south you go, the more those prices drop. But then every time, in the back of your head, is you're thinking, wow, what is my commute going to be?
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes when people are making that decision, it's obvious that decision does come into play.
So what are the other hotspots in the D.C. area that probably don't get as much attention because they're not featured in a study, noting that they're the worst in the country?
All right. One thing I did want to note, too, part of this 95 problem, it's obvious that this can happen because everyone trying to get to southern points, if they're coming from out of state, Vince, they're going south on 95. If they want to get down to any of the Carolinas, if they want to head farther south, they're taking 95. They're not thinking, oh, I'll take 66. No, 95 is the obvious route. So that's going to pick up not only our local drivers, but out-of-state commuters. And that's really a lot of the problem, too.
Right.
So that's it with that. And did you know that this study has it in the southbound direction only as number one?
Yeah, I feel like it's competing very nicely in the northbound direction as well.
It is. There's a stretch right in the northbound. So southbound between the Fairfax County Parkway and Fredericksburg. That's the number one hotspot. And northbound between Fredericksburg and going up through to that stretch came in seventh place. So they're close.
What a relief.
I know. And you asked about the other hotspots. You know, I was surprised. 270, there's a stretch of 270 in Clarksburg where the lanes narrow. That is always bottlenecked there, and that's a really tough stretch, whether you're coming south through that stretch or going north, even for out-of-towners, trying to get out of town for the weekend, getting up into Frederick. That is a really tough road, so that to me is extreme high on the list, too.
Yeah, and coming in at number nine is the inner loop of the Beltway in Maryland between Kenilworth Avenue and St. Barnabas Road in Prince George's County. Mm-hmm. That came in at number nine. And I will tell you, 90, because I don't go 95 south into Virginia. I'm never on there, so that's not the bane of my existence.
You're smart.
Yeah. 495 is the bane of my existence. It drives me absolutely crazy because, and it's the same spots all the time where there happens to be a curve in the road.
Right.
Because apparently overnight they put this curve in the road and it catches everyone off guard because it wasn't there yesterday when they drove this road that they've been driving 5 days a week for the last 30 years. And everyone has to come to a screeching halt because there's a curve in the road. And I'm like, for the love of all that's holy, just turn the wheel and go. Just please. Just
it's
go.
Hard. It's difficult.
It makes me, the Beltway makes me crazy. Just absolutely, I do more swearing on that road than anywhere else.
Mary. Oh.
Well, you don't have the benefit of listening to Jamie at this time of morning. That's your problem. Jamie can soothe your temperature.
That's
can
true.
Bring it down a notch.
Because, you know, you get there, there's this huge belt. There's this huge backup. There's no accident. There's no reason for this backup other than there's a curve in the road. That's it. It's the only reason why.
It's amazing. And so I'm glad you mentioned that stretch of the Beltway because that is, any time of the day, you can find slowdowns there. And you know what they call another stretch of our Beltway? Talking about curves, I wasn't thinking about this before you brought up the question. Around the Beltway in Bethesda and Silver Spring, they call it the roller coaster because the curves past Connecticut Avenue and George Avenue.
That's it. The place. And it goes by the temple, by the temple. That's like the final curve, depending on which way you're going.
And we have an accident there every day, pretty much, right?
Because it's a curve.
And a delay.
It's insane.
So Jamie, all these years covering traffic here in D.C., the one thing I realized is that over time, people develop a sense that they've been driving the wrong way. That they've been taking a route that they shouldn't have been taking, and they've been doing it for many years. I'll use myself as an example. I was living in Alexandria, driving into downtown D.C., and I took the 14th Street Bridge literally every day.
Okay.
And I thought, and at the time, I thought it was a good idea. And it turns out the Memorial Bridge and Route 27 was much better for me. And somebody convinced me, like, hey, you should be on 27. It changed my life. Now, we've gotten a lot more traffic since then. Are there traffic secrets that you withhold from us? That's really what I want to know.
Well, to be honest, there's so much traffic right now. It's really unbelievable to me. There aren't too many secrets. So, no, I can't think off the top. And I know people say to me, you know every road, don't you? And I pretty much am a little bit nerdy with that. So I can't think of any road that is much better right now at the top of my head than another.
So you know all the way down to the lanes, the places, and the circles? You're like way caught up.
I do.
That's pretty great. So Jamie, just to tell us more about yourself, how long have you been covering traffic in D.C.?
Well, see, that's going to give away my age, but...
Don't worry about that. We
it's
won't
been over
think 20
years.
Wow. And so you have learned about it all. And so this area... you've seen a lot of change. The express lanes, not just on 95 South or North, how much have they helped alleviate any of this pressure around the entire area?
It's definitely helped. Well, there's expansion on the roads. And obviously with the express lanes, people are using the express lanes. You know, there are skeptics that say, especially coming north on 95 to get onto the Beltway in those express lanes,
they look light, but once we have an accident, you'll see that that will get backed up. So people are using it, but the comparison when people are complaining about it looks like it's not being used as much. We do want those numbers to go up, obviously, to take some of the pressure off the main line. So that's the hope. So it's definitely the price is an issue.
Yes, if they come down from like $20 just to ride them sometimes, right, then it might be more worth it to other people. Well,
absolutely.
Jamie, we're going to let you settle in for like 30 seconds here while we tell everyone that if you're interested, let us know what you think the worst traffic spot is for you or your family. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And if you have other traffic secrets that you can share, we'd love to hear them. This might be like a fishing hole. You don't want to ruin it.
Yeah,
you don't want to tell everyone
else.
Who's going
to share their secret with you? What are you, insane? They may sell it to you, but they're not going to share it with you.
All right, or sell it to me. I can
All right,
that.
It is 5:15. It's time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Hey, guess who's here? Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hey, good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. And guess what? And I'm looking at 95 in Virginia, that worst hot traffic spot in America, and it looks pretty good right now. So good time to get going each direction between Stafford, Aquia, Triangle, and up through to the Beltway. Southbound fine as well. No problems Beltway reported as you're traveling Interloop through Annandale. Tysons, we had a little bit of a slowdown southbound south of 7, but as I click on some of these cameras here, those delays have cleared. They had the overnight work in the express lanes south of 7, so you might still see some activity on the shoulder and the top side of the Maryland Beltway around those curves that Mary loves there. Outer loop near George Avenue, looks like they wrapped up the last of the work zone there onto the left shoulder as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny, high around 75. It feels like fall, finally. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 59. Tomorrow, except for a couple of afternoon clouds, it's going to be mainly sunny with a high near 70. And then Sunday, sunny with highs in the low 70s. Currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 5:17 on WMAL.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
All right, well, we're talking traffic, which everybody likes talking about. I'm sorry, I hate the traffic. But you're driving in the 5 o'clock hour, so you're already starting your day off the right way. Interested to find out from you, you know, what are the top traffic spots for you in the D.C. area, the places that either drive you crazy or give you a lot of extra time to yourself and your radio? Because this earlier this week, I-95 South, south of the Beltway, is just like, just has won the dubious distinction of being the number one hottest traffic spot in the entire country. What a miserable distinction. Let's go to Evan. Evan, good morning. You're here on Mornings on the Mall. You were calling in about that roller coaster.
Hey, good morning. Well, actually, you know, when Jamie Whitten mentioned the curve, particularly from Barnabas to Kenilworth, Barnabas and Interloop,
yes.
I want to add a point to that. It's not so much the curve. It's the overpasses that have a curve that have all those potholes, because when you're coming around, I know exactly the area she's talking about, like around 450, there's an overpass and sort of like a bridge. But those potholes are so bad, it really forces people there to start hitting their brakes, slow down, and that causes the backup for them.
Are you talking, these are potholes underneath the...
No, right on the surface. If you're coming on the loop, you're driving on the road.
Yes.
You're going through the surface to where you're going to hit an old overpass, and the potholes got so bad that
right.
It really causes the...
Yeah, well, what's the excuse by the temple in that section of the loop from Connecticut over to there? Yeah. What is the excuse other than several curves in the road?
Well, they're losing lanes also. As you're approaching the temple, you lose a lane. Anytime you lose one lane, like on the beltway, you're going to have a back. As you're coming over the top of that hill, you start coming down and you start looking at the temple. I don't think the temple's slowing you down because you're looking at it, but if you look at the far right lane, you start losing it.
Right, that's if you're on the outer loop, but on the inner loop, I don't believe you lose a lane there.
I think also there are overpasses there that the road conditions are pretty rough, but it causes people to slow down. It's a reaction.
Yeah, yeah. I'm.
I don't like this county in the curve.
You know, so I think Evan, thank you. Evan, thank you. I have to wait to let you go only because there's like more than a half dozen potholes in your connection, which is unfortunate, but grateful for your expertise on this subject this morning. And a lot, you do develop an expertise driving these roadways. Like, especially the route you take, you can identify literally every mile marker as you're going along. You're like, that's changed. That's changed. So
yeah, which by the way, if people drive it every single day, you think they know where the potholes are? Again, just like you know where the curves are.
Well, here's what drives me. This is, and this drives everybody crazy, I think, across the country. But here in the D.C. area, there was last week, I was driving, again, from Washington, D.C., up 395 past the express lanes. I was on the standard, on the normal lanes, whatever you call them, the normies. And you've got the express lanes in the middle. In the middle, there's an accident. There's a bus who had, that had run into one of the guardrails. The lanes are fairly clear. It's a substantial accident for the express lane, so they have to deal with that. Both sides of our traffic, though, in the normie lanes, gridlock. Why? Because of that accident. People are rubbernecking. They're just driving up. And by the time you get up there, even the most responsible of drivers, who's furious that everyone's rubbernecking, takes a casual glance to the side just to be like, what is everybody staring at? And it turns out it's just the same thing. So everyone's going ridiculously slow. And this is why I think what would save our lives and how much productivity is if they could come up with an invention. A giant tarp that just pops up and blocks all of your visibility of the accident. Just like some sort of, just get something huge that just blocks your ability to see anything. Because people, they can't help themselves. They just turn to look at this thing when they have the complete clear right away to go. Yet it's locking all of us up, even back to, all the way back to D.C., for no reason whatsoever.
And that's when there's an accident in the clear lanes because there's some yahoo who's looking at the accident over there and gets rear-ended by someone else who's not paying attention, looks at the accident. And seriously, they should all be pulled out of their cars and shot. I'm just saying.
That's one solution. It's a little different than tarps.
Can you when I'm driving, I just want to go. I want to get where I need to go.
It's hard to blame you. That seems like the point. Let's go to Al, who's in Silver Spring this morning. Good morning, Al.
Oh, good morning. You know, the worst for me is the inner loop right when the 270 split happens. And as you're going around, the beltway actually goes down to two lanes.
Oof.
And merging onto the regular beltway there. And Mary, as far as the roller coaster goes, and this is a huge one. Yeah, when you're doing 75 miles an hour and people go down to 55, yeah, it feels like you're slowing down. But I've watched those people hit those curves at 70 miles an hour and go into the wall.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Yeah, well, those people shouldn't be driving at 70 miles an hour. I mean, I think that's pretty much the basic part of that is, well, you probably shouldn't be doing 70 miles an hour then.
Yeah, when your tires can't handle the lane you're in, then things are not going well. 522 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and the Genuso warehouse sale from Chamonix is clearing out fast. Order now, get double your order of Genuso free. Genuso, that's the natural plant stem cell treatment with advanced peptides for the pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes. And with Genucel's immediate effects, you'll see amazing results in about 12 hours. Call now and get double your order of Genucel free. Genucel is backed by the best customer service in the business and an ironclad 60-day money-back guarantee. But Chamonix's not finished. Check this out. If you call now, you'll get a two-month supply of the legendary Deep Firming Serum, also free. Call in the next 20 minutes and get a free two-month supply of Esotique RF, Chamonix's most popular wrinkle treatment, free. That's your fourth free gift. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Double up on Genucel. Get the Deep Firming Serum and Esotique, all free while supplies last. Order now and Chamonix will include a special luxury gift, yours free just for trying Genucel. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Stock valuations are at 1929 levels. That artificial wealth can be liquidated in the blink of an eye. Chris Plant here. Protect your profits. Lock in your future with the 1010 IRA. The 1010 IRA is guaranteed to deliver 10% interest for the next 10 years. You can transfer your IRA, 401k, or TSP into a 1010 IRA with zero tax liability. You've heard me talk about fiduciary financial advisor and WMAL radio host David Ahrens. I know David personally, and you'll be impressed with his knowledge, integrity, and straightforward style to get your questions answered quickly. It starts with a call or text message to receive the free information packet on the 1010 IRA. 10% interest for 10 years is here now. Begin to secure your future with a call or text message to 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. Call or text 888-411-4130.
You may have heard of ALS through the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, but did you know that within 2 to 5 years, ALS can rob a person of their ability to walk, to talk, to eat, and finally, to breathe? You can help put a stop to this devastating disease by participating in the 2017 DC Walk to Defeat ALS, Saturday, October 14th at the Washington Monument Grounds, starting at 9 a.m. To register, please visit walktodefeatals.org and walk for those who no longer can. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen proudly supports the Walk to Defeat ALS.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives. And here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we go, navigating the roads. We'll take you first to Brandywine, Maryland. The crash on 301 this morning in the southbound direction. All right, as you come up towards Cedarville Road. So southbound side, vehicle overturned. It's mostly off the shoulder. So just causing a brief southbound delay. Northbound, you're fine going by, not seeing any of the rubbernecking delays there. Now let's get you north beyond and up to the Beltway into the Wilson Bridge. That runs free and clear. A great time to get going across the American Legion Bridge in each direction. 270 early on here out of Frederick. Seeing some of those brake lights right as you come off of 70 past the Monocacy heading toward Route 80 Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much cooler air now settling in this morning. A north breeze around, and we'll continue with clear sky. Go with sunshine this afternoon. Up to 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
Mary, do you remember the lovely Miss Opal Brown? Opal Brown, 38, of Washington, D.C. She had to go. She had to use the restroom on a bus she was riding on. This was back in August. The evening of August 26th, she decided to relieve herself into a cup.
Is this the same Opal Brown who was wearing pants on that bus?
That's right. No, it was a tactical masterpiece. So she was able to go into this cup. And then she poured it, of course, onto a bus driver who had the temerity to say, "Have a nice day." The bus driver says, "Have a nice day." She turns around. She's like, "Are you talking to me?" And she takes the cup and just pours it all over the poor bus driver. Well, then she was, of course, arrested when they discovered her. And we talked about it at the time. Well, she failed to appear at a court appearance yesterday in D.C. So there's a warrant for her arrest now. she's back in the news. Not going well for Miss Opal Brown. I'm sorry, Opal.
They know who she is. They have all the information they need on her. So not showing was what? I mean, did she somehow think that this was going to get her out of it? Did she forget? How do you forget?
I don't know, but I also don't know how that mental evaluation went that they subjected her to. Yeah. they ordered her to undergo a mental evaluation when they first took her in. So, speaking of traffic, things on buses aren't always that great either.
No, it is 528 at WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that the kids are back at school, it's a great time to get your carpets back to clean with Zero Res. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. If you have a home or office, Zero Res will have your old dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res clean. Stains and odors will be gone forever. Allergens will be removed so you can breathe easier again. Stop being embarrassed when friends or customers visit and see or smell your dirty carpets. A Zero Res clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, or grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. You'll get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components: assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
Hey, some good news for once. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise returned to Capitol Hill yesterday. We'll tell you what it was like. He gave a brief speech. And also, the anthem update, because we have to do one of those every time there's a football game.
It's only patriotic.
Yes, it's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A federal appeals court in Washington has declined to rehear an earlier decision by a 3-judge panel on D.C.'s concealed carry gun law. And that means the district cannot enforce the strict provisions of that law, requiring those applying for a concealed carry permit to show good reason they need one. The National Rifle Association calls the ruling a victory for the Second Amendment rights of residents of the District of Columbia. The Trump administration is pushing back against criticism that it's not moving quickly enough to get aid to Puerto Rico.
The problem isn't the amount of aid getting in, it's distribution. That was the word from White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert, who said because local municipalities lost their ability to function, they've placed federal reps alongside local leaders now.
There's a kind of a dual priority going on in terms of power restoration, emergency power, and then blocking, clearing, pushing out of the way all the roads to open them up so we can get commodities delivered.
He said the president decided to take away any cost to Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands for 180 days. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
The Packers and Bears continued the NFL's theme of unity during the national anthem last night. Both teams stood on the sidelines with locked arms before kickoff. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says they want to help further the conversation.
As much as some people want us to just shut up and play football and keep the politics to the politics, sports and politics have always intersected.
At least 22 people were killed and dozens injured in a stampede of passengers at a train station in Mumbai. The Indian Prime Minister has expressed his condolences to the families. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,381, the NASDAQ at 64,53. Sports sponsored by Indeed.com. Sean Doolittle blows a save, but the Nats rally to beat the Pirates. The O's are idler in Tampa Bay tonight. Thursday night football, the Packers beat the Bears. NHL preseason, it's Caps Hurricanes tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Headline after headline, night after night, more viewers are turning to ABC 7 News at 6, Washington's new top choice for local news at 6 p.m. Michelle Marsh, Jonathan Elias, ABC 7 News at 6, on your side weeknights.
Sooner or later, the humans are going to find us up here.
A new Marvel television series is coming to ABC.
We need to go to Earth now.
To our rightful home!
A royal family locked in an epic struggle.
You're talking about treason.
For control of their kingdom. Two brothers.
We will not let anyone stop us.
One throne.
Because nothing can keep us from being free.
Marvel's Inhumans special premiere.
Starting tonight at 8, followed by ABC 7 News at 11. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get 2 online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in 2 free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 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 304-8723.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds team. Sarah, tell us how your exclusive buyers in waiting system works for anyone wanting to sell their home.
It's easy. Call us and we will sit down with you and show you in real time our hot and ready home buyers ready to see your home now.
Well, that's easy. I understand you also have over 5,500 buyers in your database looking for a home in the area right now.
Yes, we do. That's one of the many reasons why we were able to net our sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster than the average agent. We already have the buyers.
So that's why you continue to be ranked one of the top teams in the area?
Yes, and we will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, we will buy it for a price agreed upon. Let us get you top dollar and you can start packing.
Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're up to a pretty good start here coming in from the west. Oh, no problems on 66 out of Gainesville. That extends in through Falls Church and into town. On the Greenway Toll Road, 95, 395. Virginia, you're checking out fine, but are we ready on the Maryland stretch of the Beltway? Bethesda crash just reported. We've been talking about the hot spots in the area where we have problems, incidents, delays. This one is now going to be reported on the outer loop. After you pass the exit for 270, you should come up to the exit for Old Georgetown Road along the left side. So we have response heading there now. Currently, I don't have any delays on that stretch of the Beltway. We have been doing fine. College Park and around past George Avenue, but again, your Old Georgetown Road crash reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little cooler this morning than yesterday morning. Sunshine 75 later. Tonight mainly clear, 59 for the overnight low. Outside the Beltway, it will be cooler. Sun and clouds, 70 tomorrow. On Sunday, mostly sunny, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Springfield, 49 in Olney, 61 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Hey, good morning. 5:37 here on WMAL. We're Washington Comes to Talk. Coming up this morning, 7:05, Laura Vazella from the Washington Post is going to join us to talk about these new ads that Ed Gillespie is running, talking about MS-13 and his opponent, Ralph Northam. Joe Concha joins us at 7:15 this morning from The Hill. He's excellent at breaking down all the madness in media. And speaking of the media, we'll be joined by the excellent Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel, 8:35 this morning. My name is Vince Colonies, joined by Mary Walter.
Mr. Steve Scalise.
That was Speaker Paul Ryan yesterday welcoming House Majority Steve Scalise. He received a hero's welcome yesterday morning. He made his return to Capitol Hill. He came in. He was on crutches. He had crutches that have it's not a full crutch under your shoulders. He had the kind that, you know, goes around your arm.
Yes.
And he had on blue sneakers, and he was using the crutches to walk in his suit. He received a nearly four-minute standing ovation. Some people fist-pumping him, which is hard to do to someone who's on crutches, but I'm sure they weren't thinking. and of course, he made a speech, and Paul Ryan went through the whole procedure before he was allowed to speak.
The chair now proudly asks, for what purpose does the gentleman from Louisiana seek recognition?
To speak out of order, Mr. Speaker.
I love the nervous giggling. It's like, I don't think I've ever heard Paul Ryan laugh like that. He's funny.
What other motions would you like me to do?
By the way, as I was listening to all this applause yesterday, I was thinking, at some point, like, he must have gotten exhausted by all of the applause. Like, all right, relax, everybody. Like, all right, let me just speak, you know? He's like, poor guy's like standing there on his crutches trying to wait for his chance to speak, but grinning ear to ear. The smile on Steve Scalise's face was heartwarming. And and as you watch that, you can't help but be a little moved, more than a little, to see that. I know Paul Ryan kept choking up. It was really nice, actually. It's nice to see some unity, I guess.
Well, then they took a knee, you mean, right?
That's right, yeah.
To show unity?
To express their unity?
Yes, to express their unity, yeah. But for those of you who didn't hear, this is, as Vince says, this was really nice. It was really heartwarming. So we're just going to let you hear some of this and hear some of the speech yesterday.
The gentleman is recognized for as much time as he may consume.
Wow, thank you, Mr. Speaker. You have no idea how great this feels to be back here at work in the people's house.
And one of the things, one of the highlights of what he had to say was what happened, his thoughts immediately after the shooting.
When I was laying out on that ball field, the first thing I did once I was down and I couldn't move anymore is I just started to pray. And I will tell you, it gave me an unbelievable sense of calm, knowing that at that point it was in God's hands. But I prayed for very specific things. And I will tell you, pretty much every one of those prayers was answered. And they were some pretty challenging prayers I was putting in God's hands. But he really did deliver for me and my family, and it just gives you that renewed faith in understanding that the power of prayer is something that you just cannot underestimate.
And, you know, I just thought that was the highlight of the whole thing. Yes. Because I can't imagine. Can you imagine you're conscious and you're on that field out there in the middle, totally exposed, and there's some guy shooting at you? I can't even imagine what that was like.
I mean, I remember you and I were covering that on June 14th in this studio, and as we first got calls that there was a shooting at this field in Alexandria, in Delray area, I guess not. So, and you've got at the baseball field, and you hear that Scalise is down. And there's questions of whether he's survived and all of this. And now he's finally giving us that account of what was going through his mind. And to hear him say that he prayed, it obviously gives me hope. But it's unbelievable. You choke up listening to all of this.
Absolutely. One of the biggest applause getters, applause lines, if you will. Steve Scalise thanked a lot of people. But then he thanked two very special people.
The first place I want to go to thank true angels along the way starts with the United States Capitol Police. Yeah.
And so that was the first one. He thanked the Capitol Police. Then he thanked two very special people.
The first place I want to go to thank true angels along the way starts with the United States Capitol Police.
Okay, now that's cut six, Mike. Okay. So he did. He went on and he thanked his security detail, Crystal and David.
When I was elected majority whip, as you know, the elected leadership has a security detail. And if anybody ever wondered why we're assigned security detail, I surely found out that day. And let me tell you, I want to specifically mention Crystal Griner and David Bailey.
And that, of course, got the most applause. They were seated in the gallery. They received a standing ovation from the members, as well they should, because they really stepped up. They did their job, and they took that guy on, which was absolutely
and saved
amazing.
Not only his life, but the life of all of those congressmen who
absolutely
were there that day, and avoided, I think, what Rand Paul called a potential massacre.
Yeah. Yeah, and Steve Scalise also talked about another thought that he had while he was laying out on that field.
I'll tell you, when I was laying on the ground, one of the things I've prayed for is that David and Crystal would be successful in carrying out their duties. And both David and Crystal are incredibly well-trained, incredibly professional. But when I was laying there, not long after the first couple of shots were fired, I could hear a different caliber of weapon. And that told me that they had immediately engaged the shooter. Oh. And let me tell you, if they didn't act so quickly, and even after being shot both themselves, continued to engage the shooter and ultimately got him down, which not only saved my life, but saved the life of a lot of other people that are here in this chamber today.
That's exactly what you were saying. Saved the life of not just Steve Scalise, but those other congressmen who were there. So absolutely incredible. But, you know, kudos to Steve Scalise because, I mean, he just gave such a moving speech. It was just absolutely incredible. So thank God he's back. And welcome back, Steve Scalise.
Welcome back,
we're
sir.
We're glad to have you. It is now 5:44 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. At a news conference in Kabul Wednesday, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told Afghan President Ashraf Ghani that the U.S. will stand by his country through thick and thin. It was the secretary's first visit to the Afghan capital since President Trump announced the new South Asia strategy August 21st. Learn more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Maryland will start outer loop at the Beltway. You heard me talk about the crash. Outer loop as you head past 355 and toward Old Georgetown Road in Bethesda. Now, crews got there. It was minor. Everyone was able to move along, so that is quickly gone, and I'm not seeing any delays. So good news. Sigh of relief. 270, a little bit of volume here as you come out of the Frederick area toward Urbana. Again, as you approach and pass 109 in Hyattstown. 66, reports of a broken down truck. Eastbound 66 as you pass Business 234 Manassas in the right lane. 95, 395, some of the volume forming here as you head into Woodbridge again in Newington. 395 wide open. Great time to make that trek. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, and heads up on 295 passing Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Seeing the brake lights forming quickly here through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little cooler this morning than yesterday morning. Sunshine 75 later. Tonight mainly clear, 59 for the overnight low. Outside the Beltway will be cooler. Sun and clouds 70 tomorrow. On Sunday, mostly sunny, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 61 degrees at 547 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Time now for the national anthem.
All right, that was the crowd chanting USA before the Packers game yesterday. Everybody looking to see how people are going to respond, how the team's going to respond when it comes to these games now. And it's not even for the game. Now it's to see what they do during the anthem, right?
Yeah, check the ratings for just the first 5 minutes of the show.
That's... Yeah, the Green Bay Packers had asked fans to link arms during the national anthem against the last night's game against the Chicago Bears to show unity. I don't know what we're showing unity for. No one seems to... I keep asking, what are they protesting? And I love to do it on social media, because I get so many different answers, so it's fun, because no one seems to know, and it's fun to point that out. But now it's for unity. I'm like, is it unity for something?
Can they just be honest? They're protesting the president. They hate the president, and that's what they're doing.
Well, can't be honest about that because they know most of their fans are probably not going to buy into that.
Yeah, they're not. Like quite a huge cross section of their fans will be pretty upset by that.
Yes, absolutely. So. Earlier this week, Aaron Rodgers had made a request that fans join the team and link arms. Last night at the game, Rodgers said, "This is about equality. This is about unity and love and growing together as a society and starting a conversation around something that may be a little bit uncomfortable for people." So you're promoting equality and unity and love by protesting the symbol that joins us all together as Americans. Huh.
Like you're engaging.
There's a little bit of a disconnect there for me. It's hard for me to wrap my brain around. Maybe I'm just not smart, I can't wrap my brain around it.
You're the one who's actually following a logic train here.
We're living in idiocracy, so that's probably why it's not working for me. He went on to say, we've got to come together and talk about these things and grow as a community, as a connected group of individuals in our society, and we're going to continue to show love and unity. And this week, we're going to ask the fans to join in as well and come together, show people that we can be connected and grow together. And the Packers released a statement inviting fans to link arms. And ESPN's Michael Steele tweeted that most fans did not actually link arms.
No, they were panning the crowd last night, and there were people hands over their hearts or saluting the American flag.
I'm shocked that they panned the crowd, aren't you? I'm shocked.
They didn't spend much time doing it.
No, I don't think that they. I didn't think that they would at all. So I'm really, really surprised that they scanned the crowd at all. So this insanity and this stupidity is going to continue to go on and on and on.
But the players, by the way, they did end up standing last night and they linked arms. Many of the players linked their arms in such a way that they could stretch their arm all the way up to put their hand over their heart.
So they're walking the line.
They want it both ways. Yeah.
All right. It's ridiculous. 5:50 on WMAL. And Joe Concha will be joining us at 7:15 to discuss this even more. He's got more on it. It is now 5:50 on WMAL.
President Trump's criticism of the NFL for supporting player protests during the national anthem has sent Democrat Congressman Al Green over the edge. The Texas congressman promises that next week he's going to force the House of Representatives to vote to impeach Trump. He claims the president's comments about NFL players amount to a level of indecency unbecoming the office. Green is a member of the Congressional Black Caucasians. He says he will file what's known as a privileged resolution, which forces a vote. Now, other Democrat fringe kooks like Brad Sherman of California talked about filing impeachment articles and forcing a vote, but that was all talk. The Democrats are nervous that this Green guy really means it, which will put them in a quandary. New York Congressman Gerald Nadler says, we're not there yet. He says, although Trump has done terrible things, there aren't grounds for impeachment yet. I mean, even Maxine Waters, who's been blathering about impeachment for months, is not rushing to Al Green's side. Auntie Maxine's doing something rare. She's keeping her mouth shut about how she'd vote if an impeachment vote were held next week. Now, some Democrats are clearly annoyed with Congressman Green. They think that he should have talked to the entire caucus before playing the impeachment card. Mr. Green, don't let that stop you. You just step right up there. And you do it. Make a fool of yourself and your party. Tell us who you are. Have at it, bro. Do it.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
What if hiring could be easier? Less time consuming? With more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is such a blow to invest. Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I love this time of year. I really do. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one have sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically used as the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option available right here in Washington. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
5:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. And here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Happy Friday, and it is. We're good. We're enjoying this trip here around the Beltway through College Park, Silver Spring, with lanes open. Had a minor crash near Old Georgetown Road. Quickly gone. No delay there. For Urbana, Hyattstown on 270, little bit of volume. Virginia Beltway, that's been nice and quiet. Arteries getting into town, crossing our bridges over the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, 14th Street Bridge over Anacostia Cross. Reported with all lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much cooler air now settling in this morning, a north breeze around, and we'll continue with clear sky, go with sunshine this afternoon. Up to 75, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 5:56, and this traffic and weather is brought to you by Indeed.com.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial. They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Hey, Vince, tell us what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, we're going to talk about marriage because nowadays they're saying that's a privilege, too. Remember, everyone's got white privilege. Now there's marriage privilege.
Awesome.
And, we're going to find out why and why fewer and fewer people are getting married at all. We'd love to know your take on that.
On the upside, I'm glad to finally be privileged. Woohoo!
Yeah, there you go. You get one.
Hey, and rumors of Oprah running in 2020 for the Democrats. Think she'd be a good choice? And if not, which Dem do you think would be the best choice?
Everybody
to run
gets
in
to run!
It is now 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.